Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949. Toll free, 866-398-8877.
Well, here we are again, Imagine That, with our possibilities coach, Diane Turner from Imagine That Coaching. How are you today, Diane?
I'm well. Thank you, Vivara. It's nice to be with you.
Yes, and here we are running in the month of March, with spring is about to spring, right?
Can you believe it? It's amazing. Here we are.
That's great. Well, and I know also we've been kicking around the fact that many times what we experience internally starts showing up externally. And I know last month we talked about alignment, so your topic today, let's run with it.
Well, my topic today is really about moving from the old story, the things that we have been living according to, and beginning to make choices and create awareness about what our next chapter is going to be. So you notice it's not so much the new story, it's more what's the expansion of the old story going to look like. And in thinking about this topic, I was really, of course, you know, I was thinking about giving examples because it's so much more interesting than just talking. And of course, instantly, as I started to formulate my ideas and thoughts about this topic, life intervened, and of course, now I have all kinds of examples that can help the listeners understand what it is that this means and what we're going to talk about today.
So you mean life intervenes within your own context, or this is some clients you've been working with here recently?
Both, yeah. Actually. In my own context, it has to do with, I'll tell you, so this morning I had this conversation with my son, who lives in Southeast Asia, and he teaches English. And so he's in a place of transition himself in terms of his career and trying to figure out what's next and whether he wants to stay or not. And I found myself very consciously responding to some of the things that he was saying in a very different way, not getting hooked into being the way I probably was very much of his growing up, which was not so much a helicopter mom, but very, very ready to give him suggestions mm-hmm. about what he might think about or what was coming next for him. And this morning, he actually presented me with a different kind of challenge, because his energy was not so much, Mom, I want your advice around this, but Mom, here's what's happening in my life, and I'm just going to tell you about it. Mm-hmm. And so I found myself sitting there in the conversation. Of course, we're Skyping, so I can see him and he can see me. And I was just trying to breathe deeply and not give advice and really just listen to what he has to say. Because truly, I do believe in his competence. And I also know that for me to launch into suggestions or critiquing or analyzing or have you thought about this or have you thought about that actually would not be helpful to either of us.
Well, I think also, as you say, you know, your role now professionally has expanded from being a psychotherapist, right, into also
right.
this field of coaching.
That's right.
And so much of coaching really is to ask the right questions and help those who seek our advice or seek our ability to listen to them. You're really wanting them to find out the answers to their own questions, and in some regards, even for them to find the right questions to ask.
That's exactly right. And my old story as a parent was very much in that psychotherapeutic model. Right. So it was very much analyzing the situation and coming up with suggestions and much more of my own intervention with even with my children. And now recognizing that that actually is not, it's not even appropriate, it's not helpful, and it's really not going to get him to where he needs to be, and it's certainly not going to get me to where I need to be, which goes back to what I talked about last month, having to do with alignment and having to do with creating more ease in our lives in terms of the way we proceed. So that is a fresh example, hot off the presses, of this topic. And then I had some clients and recognized were in working with one of my clients that this topic was coming up with, for her around taking care of her ailing mother. Mm-hmm. Her mother is in her late 80s, and she's the primary caregiver of her siblings with her mom. And she's just exhausted. And her mom is not easy. Her mom has her own set of circumstances that make it difficult. And she's trying to create a different kind of connection with her mom at this stage of her life.
Well, and in fact, actually, these are both parenting examples, really.
They are.
You know, it's one,
that's
it's to
exactly
parent
right.
our children, but to parent our parents, as is going to be more and more the case with the baby boom generation expanding and then us looking for who's lining up to parent us someday, it becomes an even bigger challenge. Real quick, back to the situation with your son. So, so you realized that you were being a different person in that environment. So was there any reaction yet? Maybe your son is still digesting it, is to him realizing that you were being different than perhaps you'd been in the past?
I think that remains to be seen.
Okay.
I think he needs probably 24 to 48 hours to process
it,
himself.
Yep.
And I do believe that he may come back to me again and go fishing somewhat for the old way of being. Or maybe he'll surprise me and that won't be the way it is. So it remains to be seen. We'll see.
Your client now that's caregiving of her elderly mother, she was searching for something from you, do you think, Diane? Or again, trying to ask you to help her lead her to the right trap doors inside of her own capability?
The latter.
Yeah.
I think that she's a very aware, very tuned in person. She's done a lot of work on herself, and she has quite a bit of awareness in her own life. But she had just bumped up against something that was familiar in an old way and really trying to move herself into a different way of being. So my position with her was really just asking the right questions. Again, it was a coaching relationship. So the question that seemed to resonate very deeply for her was to really ask her what her contract had been with her mom. What had she agreed to in that relationship that was not working for her any longer? And she was able to come up with something that was very powerful for her. And just having that awareness opened up possibilities.
Well, and again, the contract may have not necessarily been a spoken one, right? It could have been an unspoken one?
Very much so. It was an emotional contract that really came to her when she came into this world or very young as a child, given her family context and given the situation in her family and what it took for her to grow up in that family. So we all make those kinds of contracts with our families, with our relationships, and we're not often aware of them until we start to bump up against them later in life.
So our thought today was to help people think through, how do I turn the page?
Yes.
In other words, you're still writing the story, you're still writing the book, which I know you're doing literally, by the way.
Yes, I am.
That you're still writing this book of your life, and I'm ready to start a new chapter, or I'm ready to start even to inch up on it, a new paragraph.
Yes. And so then you start to think about not so much what do I want to disconnect from, but what has existed for me that has created some awareness that there needs to be a change, or that something could be easier, or that this hasn't been working. And I really believe that probably there's some part of every decade in our lives where we are challenged to look at these questions, to really ask ourselves, what more is there? What is it that we want? What is it that we feel is waiting for us? What have we missed out on that now is the right time for? Or not even so much what have we missed out on, but sometimes our lives just change. They take a different course because we've completed certain tasks and we're ready for something else. So this is really the underpinning of whatever's coming next. We all have opportunities to take a look at those things and say, okay, so this is how it's been, now what?
Right on. And that this aspect of this is how it's been isn't necessarily then this idea of an exit strategy, but an entrance strategy.
Exactly.
And so you have a whole different attitude towards it. You're running from something, or you're wanting to lock that door behind you. Not that you aren't going to let go of some things that really move forward. Diane, an example of how you've walked a client then through this process, and perhaps give our listeners a sense of time frame or Are there switch or flip points, I call it, you know, some aggravating experience that even awakened you up to the necessity to do this?
Well, let's go back to that client that I spoke about in a minute ago. This has been a process for her, I would say, over the last year, maybe even last 2 years, where she has recognized that her relationship with her aging parent is not satisfying. In fact, it's very draining and very depleting. And so in that awareness, she has made some changes in her own life. She has created more activity for herself that's satisfying. She's made herself somewhat less available to her parent and plugged in other people to supplement where she left off. She's shifted her relationships with her siblings so that the expectations are different. Her relationship with her husband has changed. So you see how it filters down to all parts of our lives. And this has been a gradual process. I really feel like what happens in this process is that it's very rarely one big epiphany and then mm-hmm. everything changes. It's much more gradual and much more about easing into the awareness and taking it chunk by chunk instead of all at once. Because oftentimes if we do something in such a dramatic way, there's going to be some reverberations. We're going to have to back up again and maybe do some things differently, which of course is fine too. I'm just more a proponent of doing it in the more ease-filled way, as opposed to a way where we are brutally changing things and things become so difficult for us.
So in the advice to that client that you're working with now to help her, like you say, kind of switch some things out or switch some things up even, if you wanted to call it that.
Yes.
I hear really loud and clear this idea of leaning on others and that it isn't just one contract, it's multiple contracts that you have.
You do. Well, and if you change one thing in your contract, it's going to reverberate in your other relationships, and we've talked about that. So for her, sometimes it's easier to change the externals before you get to the internal. Sometimes it's about responding to the internal and noticing how the externals line up differently. For her, she had both. She had the internal awareness, and then she made some external changes. Then she lived in that for a while. Then she noticed, as things changed with her parent, that she needed to go back to the drawing board, so to speak, and look at, okay, so what about the next page? What about the next paragraph, as you said? What's the cast of characters? What's the setting that you're living in? What's the plot line? So even to use all that literary examples, that can be very profound as you are creating more accountability for the choices that you make. And that it really is underlining this to a great degree. When we become aware of what's working in our lives and what's not working, we are accountable for the choices that we make even more.
Well, you know, though, this idea of going back, though, and rewriting the chapters or reconnecting the dots, we have a tendency to think that once I get it done, it's done, and I don't have to go back and visit.
Wrong.
In fact, it's sort of like when you're ill and your doctor gives you a prescription for an antibiotic.
Yeah. It
says, whatever you do, you've got to make sure to take this prescription all the way through its course.
Yes.
And, you know, no sooner do you start feeling better and you say, I'm done with this. I don't like taking drugs. And then what happens? You get a double hit
of
the illness that you had before. So sticking through it and not necessarily knowing that, you know, as the symptoms, at least the external symptoms have gone away, it doesn't mean that necessarily all the internal things have gotten reconnected.
Well, and this goes back to the idea that our old story, we're not disconnecting from our old story. Our old story actually provides us with a steady stream of information that we're going to move forward into our new story. So we really are invited to kind of take a look at what parts of our old story can help us to either do some things differently or to do what we did before but with greater awareness. In this client's case, she wasn't wanting to disconnect from her mother at all. In fact, what was powerful for her was recognizing that she really needed to be in great appreciation and forgiveness of her own desire to make things different. Mm-hmm. And that her level of acceptance was in recognizing that this was it, that there was not going to be anything different in her history. And so moving forward, she could have more compassion both for her mother and for herself.
And that usually is such a profound trigger point for people. They've used that word forgiveness, which probably gets coupled also with anger, which usually is the root of that is fear.
Yes.
And so I can imagine, particularly when we're dealing with, you know, the older members of our community, is the fear of them not knowing where they are or them losing track of some of the awareness of where they're headed, but then also just that profound sadness of knowing they're going to a new place, that we're not going to be able to follow them for the time being.
And for many of us, it is recognizing that whatever we think we didn't receive from a relationship is probably not going to be showing up. It's something that we have to be in acceptance of. And so it's almost like saying goodbye to some part of ourselves, some wish or hope or desire to make things different. And that's part of coming to terms with ourselves and who we are, where we are in our lives. I think it's different at different stages of life, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Let's take this back to your situation with your son, because I know we've got listeners here that follow our show that it's all related to career change, you know, like your son's going through. So there's a whole host of things that are wrapped up into that expectation suitcase that we drag around with us. And usually it does not have wheels on it, so it's not easily to move that thing. And that would be, you know, the expectation that I studied for years in this particular field and always thought I would be an X. And, you know, or I jump-started and went and reinvested in a graduate degree. Or I took a cross-country move or did an expat thing. And yet still I coming back and nothing's changed. Or I haven't. I don't think it's changed yet. Or maybe it hasn't changed yet.
Yes.
And so this idea of the old chapter, turning the page, you know, some of this I truly believe you can will to happen so long as you stay extremely mindful and focused on the desired outcome. But many times we get caught in all the hows so that it kind of gets cloudy as to, and we lose track of what that new outcome might be.
Well, and how often do we not even know what outcome we desire? And so we live our lives thinking that we're wanting to go in one direction, and then everything that we do or choose or however we perform or whatever takes us in a very different direction. And so in my son's case, he thought he wanted to do what he's doing, and he recognizes now that he's actually been in struggle around it for quite some time. And so what does he manifest but someone saying to him, well, you know, we don't know that this is the best thing for you. We're not sure that you're the best suited for this or whatever. Boy, that is really hard to hear. That is really, really hard to hear. My leap of faith and where I'm going to go with him is to have confidence that this is happening for some reason that we don't necessarily understand, and it's an opportunity, again, an opportunity to make different choices, to kind of go back to how did I get to this point, and is that still working for me, and is it really what I want moving forward? Maybe I'm done with this part of it, and it's time for me to move on. There are just so many possibilities that happen, whether the outcome is positive, whether it's not positive. It's just looking at it as a different outcome. So it's not,
well, and I think,
trying not to make a judgment around it.
Yeah, well, that's the word. It's to be a judgment, or to think that you failed or that you've wasted time.
Right,
now, in his case,
right,
he's a young professional.
He is.
So, and, oh, by the way, he made the choice to teach English overseas, so he's added all these other things to his bevy of experiences that will really serve him well. But chances are, not too distant future, when he does lock on the what's next, and it might not be the end all to end alls, right?
Right.
But nonetheless, he'll sit back and say, whew, am I glad, granted it was maybe externally focused, that I did move on from that situation.
Right.
Now, the one thing, though, back that I think you want to we want to spend a few minutes on, Diane, though, is the importance of it is if you're going to really turn the page is making sure that you turn the page in such a way that you don't slide back to turning it back, right? Or that you don't repeat the same process over and over and over again. Like I think, and again, you do a lot, done a lot of work with people in relationships.
Yeah.
Where they sometimes, well, my goodness, I find myself again in a relationship that touches and feels and smells like the same dysfunctional things I was in once before.
Well, and one of the things that I try to create with clients is this, what I would call, it's kind of a radical honesty with themselves. So you are going to have challenges that are going to remind you of the old story. And so how do we keep ourselves accountable for where we want to live? Do we want to live in the old story again? Because if we do, we know where that's going to take us. And sometimes we do peek. You know, we do flip that page back and we kind of go, okay, I think this was part of the old story. What I have found is that the more awareness you have, the more you begin to make those changes, to create different decisions in your life, to move yourself forward, when you do find yourself reflecting on or being reminded of something that was from your past, you are going to have an opportunity to really shift out of that much more quickly. So you still have the choices to go back into the way it was, and if you do, you kind of know where that's going to take you. And you also have the choice to say, old story, where do I want to put myself? What's the new story? What is it that I want to be living here? Because I don't want to go back into that.
Well,
so it really has to do with a lot of awareness.
You bet. And I think, and by the way, that is self-awareness, not by
yes.
somebody else's measurement stick or some other shoulds and shouldn'ts from those around you.
Right.
But I think the other thing you touched on here is this idea that it's the human condition that we're going to backslide every now and then. And so how do you do that
right.
from a place of learning, not judging?
Right. And what if we just even rename that instead of backsliding? We just said it's a reminder. It's a reminder of where we've been. And again, because we're not disconnecting from our old story, I think that's actually important because it can also create a sense of recommitment to what it is that we want.
And reminder that, in fact, I think you used one of the analogies in one of our earlier shows, Diane. It's that this idea that you are sculling in a boat. And lo and behold, you finally should realize that you're really rowing against the currents,
that's
and it's
right.
the wrong set of currents, right? And that if you
that's
can kind of
right.
shift.
And isn't that how we grow in our lives, is that we're presented with contrast, we're presented many times with what it is that we don't want, and we're plunged into struggle, and then we have opportunities to turn ourselves around, to create some gratitude and awareness for how far we've come, to be able to just shift our position so that we can create more ease. I really feel like that's the human condition.
It is, and certainly as we approach the springtime, there's no better time to reflect on that with the changing of the seasons. Diane, remind our listeners again how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I am available both for individual coaching through Skype and by phone, as well as in person. My toll-free number is 866-398-8877. I'm doing workshops in Tucson and in Chicago, and I believe that I'm going to be doing a workshop that's going to be focused on writing your next chapter. So that's in the planning stages, and that will be an expansion of the Living in Possibilities workshops.
Wonderful. And then also, for our listeners, you can learn more about Diane's background, what she does at www.dianesamturner.com. Well, all the best. Thanks so much for, again, another perspective on imagining that and the possibility side of things and creating that next chapter, Diane. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Laura. It's my
you
pleasure,
bet.
As always.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays 10 to noon right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.